All right, y'all got to be quiet so I can do the intro, man.
I think you fucked up six times before we said
and action. I heard season 2, episode 6, man. We got a great episode in store for y'all. Before that, though, go check us out on Instagram, Unheard Podcast, Twitter, Unheard Pod 1, YouTube, TikTok, same handles. We're going to be getting into the new future Metro, man. Talking a little bit about the alleged beef. Then we're going to get into to Vance artists, man. We're going to be talking about Tyler album. And then we got Club Che Che. We're going to be remembering an era. What a time to be alive. You know, gone but never forgotten. But let's start with the future, man. Vance was saying this before the album came out. I didn't know quite what he was alluding to. Maybe he has some insider knowledge. But he was like, you know, folks are going to have to choose sides on this one. And when he said that, I didn't know he was alluding to the beef. I thought he was talking about sort of the music, like, niggas gonna have to choose, are they fucking with it or not? Like, you know, but nigga really meant choose sides, like choosing allegiance. Because, you know, as the title says, apparently Future and Metro don't trust nobody, man. We don't trust you.
No, it's not nobody. It's a very specific person here.
It's Drake. That's who they don't trust at all. I mean, I'm really just curious. Like, how do you feel about? I feel like we've had so many beefs. I mean, specifically, kind of with Drake centered at in them throughout the past decade, and now I feel like it's getting super pseudo like meta. I feel like it's like a proxy war now to where, like Kendrick, like did Kendrick know that Future was planning this? Like, was Kendrick planning to do this on his own if Future wasn't making a project? Like, how did Kendrick know that this is the opportune time to come and get some shots off? Like
was he recruited? Because that's the thing. The verse wasn't even like a few shots here or there, like a line or two. It was just like,
it was a mission.
Like, the whole clip was for Drake.
Motherfuck the big three. Nigga, it's just big me. Nigga, boom. What? I'm really like that. And your best work is a light pack. Nigga, Prince outlived Mike Jack. Nigga, boom. For all your dogs getting buried, that's okay with all these nines. He gon' see Pet Cemetery, nigga.
It really
targeted fits. Assassination.
It was like a targeted assassination, and they were not being shy about it. And I don't even think there were any other casualties. Like, they did it clean.
Yeah, it was like a super clean executioner style. Like, they, like, it was very,
no bystanders got lit up. Like, everybody made it out safe except the target.
I mean, this was all the mastermind of Metro Boomin. Like, this was all Metro masterminded, like, from the y'all, jump.
Y'all saw the picture I sent, and I'm going to put it in the Instagram so folks could see. But y'all saw the Civil War. For the listeners, somebody made, like, you know, the Avengers. What was it? Captain America Civil War, where it's, like, Iron Man versus Captain America, and, like, niggas got to kind of, like, pick sides, sort of a proxy war. They got that same thing in here. So on the Drake side, I'll just run through it real quick. They got the Drake, Cole, Yachty, 21 Savage, Noah, his producer, 40 on there, Sexy Red, Meek.
And then that's really an old view account. Nigga just referred to 40 as Noah. Bro, really in the camp, being the embassy nightly.
All right, and then it got like, you know, SZA, Nicki, PND, Lil Wayne. Like, they just by default ain't okay. Really probably declared an allegiance, but just there. Then on Future side is Future, Metro, Kendrick, Cardi, Weeknd, Rosé,
who was
unexpected.
They win.
Travis, ASAP, and then like Ye, Pusha T, Thug.
See, that's what I'm saying. That's white man. Proxy.
Who's this white man? Pusha
T. Mike Dean.
How is Mike Dean?
Just threw Mike Dean in there.
Who is this white man? It's crazy.
They got like his face mostly hidden. Like, it's not. Anyway.
Spygas is great.
No, I mean, listen.
Where do you stand, bruh? Future's your artist, but we know you're a Drake fan. Like, we know, like, you've been
kind of. Side am I picking? You're saying I have to choose my side?
Where do you stand?
He's France. He's very much in the middle.
Switzerland, they can never fight some wars.
Damn. Why do I have to declare? What side are y'all on? Y'all choosing a side? Is everybody forced to choose a side?
It's not. I'm not even on some, like, pick a side. You got to be on this side. Stay there. I'm just in terms of reasoning. Like, who do you think would have more reason? And I feel like maybe not. I don't even think it was so much about the messenger for the Drake stuff. I think Drake just needed a little bit of straightening. You know, he's been running around a little crazy, you know?
It's the like, classic Kanye tweet. Nigga running around like he popped.
He's running around, like, running around like
he popped for the last 5 years.
Like, he's running around with the, he got the braids the in.
On
he
a
got,
table.
He got his, like, news leaking in the E streets. Like, it's too, like, he's on, he's gambling money with Aiden Ross. Like, it's just, he's doing too much. Too much. Shooting them.
Nah, they're running around like he pocks line is insane.
So I think the training was okay.
Can we just, let's talk about what the beef is. Like, what is it really about a chick? Seemingly so. But come on, man. These niggas made a whole targeted album at this nigga. We don't trust Drake. That was basically the name of the album.
We can't just say, like, they jumped out the window for no reason. Drake's been throwing soft shots for, he like, has. 2 years now. Just waiting.
I mean, because we...
So
I mean,
you think he's been baiting this?
What's the song? Hold up. I'll find the actual song.
He's definitely been baiting it. It's definitely not out of left field.
We're not even going to talk about what... We're going to start before What Would Pluto Do? Sorry. So for some context, allegedly... Because, you know, I thought Drake and Future, FBG time OVO. Like, these niggas drop, you know, they go way back type shit. Like, Drake was on the
shit
on
remix.
The Tony Montana remix way back in, like, 2011, 2012.
Apparently, that's obviously, actually where it starts, though. That's actually where the beef,
that's where the beef
started.
Begins.
Yeah, so talk about that, man. Apparently, you know, I saw a clip. Future was talking about how, you know, He had did Tony Montana, which was obviously like his big debut single, like sort of his coming out party to the world. And Drake, who was, you know, one of the bigger artists at the time, 2011, 2012, circa, you know, wanted to hop on the song. So he did. They ended up doing a remix. I don't think it ever officially got released, and probably because of this. But he didn't end up wanting to do the video, which kind of rubbed Future the wrong way. So apparently it starts there. But even so, they ended up doing, obviously, What a Time to Be Alive. They've had numerous features on one another projects. So what did this shit go south, Taj Money? Like, it started there. And then do you think there's just always been some type of animosity, a little awkwardness?
Yeah, I think it started. Then they kind of both got so big that it was like they had to kind of unite, tie flags together, whatever. And then, like, the rumor is because of a girl at the moment. And then, I mean, everybody's now, it's like tracing back to the Her Loss verse, like the more M's.
Let me kick it basic. Niggas ain't got love for the boys, so they fake it. Crack a couple jokes to some bitches on some snake shit. But if I send a verse to their ass, then they'll take it. Shoot a video, arm around me like we aces. A pop out my shows, jump around with me on stages. Probably why these hoes love to shower me with praises. Might have fucked a rapper girl, but she ain't fucked Drake yet.
Funny enough, that track was produced by Metro.
Yeah, that's the Metro production. So Metro, bam, Metro set himself up.
It's been like this before, though. Like, Kanye produced Drake's Pusha diss, Two Birds, One Stone.
And then with Metro, it all comes back into Metro. It was like a tweeted delete earlier in the year. Metro was like, Her Loss keeps winning these awards over heroes and villains. Then he deleted the tweet. Then Drake got on a famous Anita Max Wayne live stream and was like, to all you tweeting the leaders, to all you blah, 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 got back in Metro. So that's kind of how Metro got into it.
And then they just started teasing, we don't trust you. Popping out of nowhere talking about, we don't trust you. I mean,
we're not going to get into it, but there's also a lot of lyrics in there that could. Because y'all alluded to this, but, you know, during the time, we just was hearing these shots, but they ain't had no necessary target. And I was reading on Twitter, nigga brought up the fact that, like, when Ye was talking about how Drake make this is that only the target will understand.
Yeah. Okay, I'm not. What are we doing? Subliminals?
So I don't know.
Just subliminals?
Essentially,
just subliminals.
Like, just the idea of a subliminal?
Yeah, just knows how to reframe things to make it seem like the most nefarious thing ever.
Most interesting, crazy shit.
I mean, like, let's talk about it, though. You want to talk about nefarious? What would Pluto do, man?
Last time I saw her, she was fucking with my nigga. So the question is, what would Pluto do? He fucked her, hoe, so I did it.
I ain't gonna lie, it never crossed my mind that this was a Future diss.
Yeah, For Other Dogs, I peeped all the disses on For Other Dogs, but I always thought they were targeted at The Weeknd. Like, I thought all those disses were at The Weeknd, but now this, like, reframes that album. Like, what would Pluto do, basically? Like, if you want to talk about that song, like, I always thought it was like a low-key Drake dick-riding Future, but it's actually the opposite.
No, when you read it though, now it's like, damn, this is some diabolical shit right here.
But he didn't make the decision. He just asked himself, what would Pluto do? No,
he did it though. He said, what would Pluto do? He'd fuck the hoe. So I did it. So it's just like, to me, what I'm really listening as like, so did Future end up, and what it sound like when he opened the track, like Future, he's talking about on We Don't Trust You. Like, you talking about like these hoes, I thought we were sharing, dog. So it sound like Future got at his, one of his chicks that maybe rubbed Drake the wrong way. So then Drake just went on a tear, on a rampage. Like, did that change his mind? Did that ruin his innocence? He's like, everybody going at my girl, I'm going to get everybody else girl.
Sounds like high school. Sounds like rap. Sounds about rap.
This has been like the long history of Drake. Like every Drake issue kind of seems to either be like, I remember in early, like when Drake was first coming up and he had beef, like not even beef, but static with Wayne because Drake fucked one of Wayne's girls and Wayne had that line of like, hoes going to be hoes. So I couldn't blame Tammy because Drake fucked like one of Wayne's girls.
That was a huge
scandal.
It's been
a history of Drake forever. Like Drake is just has a history of fucking with his friends' girls.
And so given that context, that's slimy, bro. That's slimy, man.
That's what I'm saying. He's just moving around like he's posh. He just need a little bit of straightening. That's why I don't think like Drake really is in a position. Like, do you think we get a response? You saw Academics quote. He said that it's wartime.
No, we got no more turns.
We just gotta play it. You gotta edit it, like, get up the breaks. Just all the quotables, just back to back.
Yo, Drake, no more Turks! No more! Yachty, stay in Atlanta! Hey, Brooke, whatever your name is, go hang with Lotto! Go twerk over there! It's wartime! No distractions on the fucking field! All y'all niggas been watering down my goat! We need my nigga in prime form! Women and children, back up! Bender done, no more skits! It's over! It's time for beef! It's time for war! Bobby Altoff, get your dumb ass out of the party! It's time for war!
You think it's wartime, Chance? I mean, I don't know if you would want that in your favor.
I mean, listen, the way they did this, and that's the thing, it wasn't like... Like, bro, is it just like, are they dropping two? What is coming on this next album? Because it really feel like, given the features... the title, the majority of the themes on the project, like this was an entire statement. Like it wasn't a song or two, let's throw these in here, or like let's get our shit off on one track. It's like, nah, nigga, like down to the features, down to who we putting on this bitch. And
it'd
who
be hilarious if they just like, mop Drake up again on a whole another album. No change in direction, just more crazy. Drake kisses. That would be hilarious.
That just would be insane, but it's clear, given the features, what side these niggas on? So, I don't know, man. It could be like Van said, maybe it's wrestling.
It is wrestling.
Wrestling in the sense of like it's fake, like it's not that deep.
Yeah,
like it's all entertainment.
Like in the sense that, like, yeah, it's like it's like Chance alluded, like it's all bait. It's all bait. I feel like it's like trolling essentially. Like, what would Pluto do is a troll ass song, but like I think Kendrick came with a little bit of a different energy. Which is why I think that like the Kendrick element is so interesting, because it's like
I don't really have anything
to do with that at all.
Beef, yeah. Like
I mean, if Kendrick
Kendrick's like real life, smoke. Listen.
If Kendrick isn't on this album, if Kendrick's verse isn't on this album, do you guys think people even like really know for sure that this album is about Drake? Like, I feel like nobody really pieces it together without that Kendrick element. Like it would just kind of be,
I would
like
say absolutely
high level rumor,
because you would feel like the subliminals, and I guess people in the know are people who paying attention maybe could allege some shit, but you bring
only like
Kendrick,
the super listeners
Lamar,
would really know.
And Kendrick was not sublime about it in the slightest. you got the lyric. He literally said, "Fuck being subliminal." Did he say the third person shooter? Like
first person shooter, yeah.
First person shooter. I hope they got three switches.
Funniest part about the Kendrick verse was him just screaming bum into the mic. Bro got real disdain for Drake.
He was really upset. You can hear he was really upset. That's why I think it's just so interesting, because like the response, retaliation that Future had on this project is like a whole different blend than like what Kendrick was coming with, which is why I don't think like Future and Drake or Future and Metro are extra petty or anything for this, because I feel like everybody had a little bit of great with Drake. Like you said, went around like
I will say.
No, Metro's extra petty. Future was doing it soft. Metro was heavy and indie.
Like it is abundantly clear. Like it is abundantly clear that Metro is very upset.
Like even down to
you don't do this type of assemblage.
Assemblage is hilarious.
Like nigga really just went because look. Like the Weeknd wasn't a feature, but he's literally got Weeknd vocals. Like, I'm like, this is
added
I'm
nothing
like,
to the song.
This is so unnecessary.
Weeknd vocals is hilarious. It's like
this is so unnecessary.
Like, where he stands, like we got, and they put what's his name in the Type Shit video too. They put Cash XO, and like they flex the XO chain like in the Type Shit video. I'm like, yeah, shit's really worn.
Real necessary. Like even really the Prodigy like samples, like they didn't sample like Prodigy rapping, but like the Prodigy, like he was dissing Joe Budden or whatever, like a famous video I guess from the early 2000s, late 90s, of Prodigy saying like, we the ones who really know this rap shit, we know what should be listened to, we got the real ear, and that shit, nobody playing that shit. Like, even that was like, damn, like this is Metro, this is how I view Metro really talking to Drake since he's not a rapper.
I mean, yeah, they alluded to it. I mean, shit, it was funny enough, 21. Who alluded to in an interview a few years ago that like you have a hard time convincing like dudes in Atlanta that like Drake is bigger than Future, because to them it's like, who's selling out this club, like who's packing out the club, like who's packing out the spot, and like whose music is being played and all that shit. And Drake just wasn't that stuff being played, like especially down south in early 2010s, mid 2010s. So I think there was another Prodigy quote kind of similar, or there was that one. Yeah, it was like nobody's playing that. Like we're playing, like we got the culture. Like all that other shit is like cool. Like we're really there. And
so if you're 21, which relationship is more valuable? If you're 21,
I mean, I think the Future and 21 thing is done. I don't think. Or you're talking
about Future? I'm talking about Metro. I'm talking about Metro.
So you're saying which relationship, Future or 21? Definitely Future.
No, which relationship is more valuable to 21 Savage, Metro or Drake?
It don't matter now.
He just picked your side. Yeah, it don't matter. Really.
He clearly went with OVO.
He very clearly went with OVO. No wonder Drake gave him like the fucking deluxe max deal package. He gave him a whole album, two tours. He said, I'm gonna give you everything, bro. He said, you're gonna make hella bread off this shit. But when the When the fire starts, nigga, know where you are.
I need you. Some real just game so funny. Shit, shit like some real like high school beef. Feel like these niggas really clicking up and shit. Anyway, yeah, man. All in all, though, all the beef aside, solid project, man. I would say, you know, I've had maybe like three listens at this point. I feel like each listen has grown on me a little bit. You can definitely. You feel Metro imprint all over this thing. Very, very grandiose. Like the Metro production, I feel like sometimes outshines Future at moments, at times. So hopefully, you know, Future, I guess talking about expectations for the next project. I don't know. I want Future to shine a little bit more on the next project. Just body like some of these tracks. But this was a good project. Solid project overall. Yeah.
Yeah. Project by itself, it was cool. It's like very akin to how Vultures made me feel, just like it's a cool mainstream rap album. Like I can play it in the morning, walk into the gym type shit. It's not like, I don't know. I was hoping it would be like an album of the year type project. I don't know if it's going to be in those discussions by end of the year, but it is a very cool mainstream rap project.
But my whole thing is, given last time we got the Future Hendrix mode, like I guess just expectations. Like what are y'all expectations? What is your wish list? Has it changed?
I don't have any. No? I don't have any. I'm going in with none. I went in with none for this project and I kinda like the project. So I'm gonna go in.
But expectations aside, just what could it possibly be about? Or like what
mode is it? Rumoring R&B. I mean, that's the guess, right? I guess that would have to be my expectation. But I wouldn't say that's an expectation more, so it's just like a guess.
Yeah, I'd be shocked if the project is the same thing again, because this was a long, this wasn't like 10 songs, this was 17 songs. I'd be shocked if they do the same thing.
I love the Zaytoven produced song. What was it called? Ain't No Love. I love,
yeah, Ain't No Love is,
what was the Rick Ross
song? Special. Everyday Hustle too.
Everyday Hustle, that was a great song.
That was a great one.
Yeah, I liked it.
Claustrophobic,
like it's a good game. It's like it's good gym music, like it's good to play in the whip. Like, it's just good, solid Future music. Some of it felt, mm-hmm, like reminiscent of old Future. Some flashes here and there. There was definitely some filler in there too, but it is what it is. Like Taj said, didn't get into the, I don't think it's going to be in the conversations that I was expecting it to be in, but I'm also not mad at it.
Yeah, we'll see how I feel in a couple weeks, for real, for real.
Gotta let the story complete.
Yeah, for sure. All right, let's get an Unheard in.
This is, we were doing a hiatus when this project dropped, but this was one of my favorite projects from last year. Leon Thomas, Electric Dusk. And this was like second to last song on the project. And it was like a stretch in the project that I really liked, so I kept just running back that stretch, and I was ignoring like the second half. But Treasure in the Hills just came up in the playlist generated last
year. Yeah.
That song is incredible. So yeah, that's my Unheard first week.
Yeah, it's a good project. Play by the rules, but I'd rather do something about it. Let's find a room.
Put the VNC3 producer hat on for a second. I've been seeing like praise, but also some criticism of like all the songs sound like water.
Mm-hmm.
Can you dispel those claims as of the producer of like why that is?
Yeah, and honestly, I had to do a little bit of like research and kind of get some of the knowledge from, you know, a lot of the Afrobeat homies, some Nigerian friends, some North African friends, just people that are listening to a lot more of that music, especially like growing up. And, you know, it starts with the history of like Afrobeats and Fela Kuti. And I don't want to get too deep into it because I don't want to like really misrepresent anything. But obviously, like, my point is over time, there's obviously been like a lot of new kind of evolutions of the sound. And, you know, they've spoken about how it's gone from like Burna Boy and Davido to now these more like younger, newer iterations of it, like Ashke and Tyla and like Rima. And they're kind of doing a different flip on it. So it's almost akin to how, like, maybe on a Cardi project, like, you're going to hear sounds like, maybe for example, on Whole Lotta Red, like, you heard songs that sounded very much like a 2017 kind of iteration of Cardi, 2018 iteration of Cardi. And then obviously you had like the first half of the project that was more of like his newer sound. And at the same time, like, true fans of rap and Cardi, I think, appreciated the project because they saw it was like the full scale of like this pocket that he lives in. And I think it's kind of a similar feeling for me, at least with the Tyla project, that it's just a, not only a full representation of her and her talent, but also kind of just a showcase of like all of the different sounds and iterations of Afrobeats and Amapiano, which is based out of South Africa, which is where she's from, you know? So if there's one person that can milk the sound, I would allow the South African to do it.
Valid.
All right. I don't buy it, but nice try.
You're saying she's a merchant still? She's still an
Afrobeats merchant. I think I alluded to that in my review. Like, if you heard Water, you've kind of heard this project. And it's not an indictment. That's not to say it's bad. And that's kind of what you expect. Like, she's a young artist. This is her debut project. And like, yeah, like, they know what they're doing. Like, don't break what's working. Like, just let people even figure out who Tyla is. She literally had, I don't even know, did she have really many songs? It was like Water kind of went up for her.
I don't think
she had like a whole lot of music before.
Truth or Dare was another single.
Yeah, that's not an indictment. That's, again, I say that's what you expect, and that's kind of what you want to do. It's going to set the stage for her sophomore project. But we don't have to beat around the bush. Like, it kind of lived in, like, you know, very much sort of the same neighborhood.
You're just looking to hate on any project that's not yours, brother.
Look, bro.
Okay, because you tried to chill my Ariana project. You trying to shit on my Tyler project?
I'm not trying to shit. I said it was good.
Just appreciate execution. That's like hating on the nigga that just beat Kentucky and saying, "Oh, he just only shoots threes."
She did a good job. Nigga,
they won the game. That's the strategy. Like, can we appreciate execution sometimes? God damn.
I'll appreciate execution. I think the project's really good. I think Vance really diversified his portfolio, or like with the whole pop area, he got Ariana and Tyler. So like, if one of them missed, both of them weren't going to miss essentially. I think Ariana dropped like a mid six, I would say. I think this is a strong eight. This is a strong eight project. Like that stretch from, just listen to that stretch from Breathe Me, Butterflies, and On. That's an incredible stretch of music. That's where I was like, okay, Tyler really got one. Like, this is really good. And then if you want to like stretch that stretch a little bit more, you can include Jump and Art too.
Art is great.
Those are two really good songs too. So it's like, she got a really strong five song stretch. I know it says 14 tracks on the album, but two of the tracks are Water. The first track isn't really even a track, so it's really 11 tracks, and she hits on about 8 of 11. So that's a solid, really solid project to me. I thought it was really good. And I think I mentioned it in my Ariana review. I have like this pop star ranking or like hit maker type ranking. I think she's climbing the power rankings a little bit with this. Like, I can see like a future where it's like, you need a hit, you need a Billboard top 10, tap on with Tyler. Like, I can see that happening.
To speak on that, I think it's an important thing to note for me was that, obviously you have the songs with, Travis, the Water remix, you have the Tem song, but it didn't feel like those were, you know, like crazy standouts. I feel like she was really impressive on a lot of the solo tracks, which is not easy to do, especially for artists that are in that kind of more pop lane. Even in the Afrobeats lane, I know like collaboration is like a huge thing over there, so to see her kind of do this mostly solo was also pretty impressive just for me.
And Afrobeats pop is like her whole bag, but like that stretch I mentioned is more like R&B pop,
right?
I feel like that was like the one where I was like, oh shit, like this is insane music. So I don't know, it'll be interesting to see which bag she like dived into more as she keeps going.
And she's got a great voice. Like, that's the caveat on all of it, is that she can sing. So I think you're right, though, in the fact that she'll probably be a killer feature artist for probably this summer, maybe the next couple summers. That's definitely an important pop star checkbox.
Yeah. All right. You guys want to get into this week's viral tweet, which is actually a viral deleted tweet from Caribou. I feel like we were in hiatus when Caribou like really took off, so we never really talked about Caribou like crazy, but she like really popped off towards the end of last year. Then she tweeted and deleted, quote, "I would have been out of here if I had a solid team." Then somebody quote tweeted and said, "Damn, Yachty, this how you coming?" And it got a bunch of attention. Everybody was just going at it. Then Caribou cleaned it up earlier today, basically saying like, "You guys are just running with nonsense, blah, blah, blah. Why are you actually saying, taking the things I say with value?" Like, okay. I was like, okay, Caribou. But I thought it was an interesting tweet, because I think Caribou really should have been out of here.
Yeah. Do you think they missed the moment, bro? I feel like they had a window to push the button with Caribou, especially with like that V sound, that Detroit sound being so like prominent in rap. Almost, it was at the forefront, I would argue, for a minute. I mean, it still kind of is. You just now have like some more of the Southern guys doing the Detroit sound, but I think like there was not even a super short window. I think there was like a cool couple months that they were able to push the button on her. But you know, when you're signed to another artist that's also worrying about their own releases and their own rollouts, I can see how it gets tricky. I feel like
I don't know if I'm blaming it on like them fumbling Caribou solo. I think the whole like Concrete Family, Concrete Boys thing is kind of like, they really had a moment. Like that Mo Jam song at the end of the year was really big, and then like teased the project, and that's what I thought was gonna happen. Like, they're gonna use Caribou's like hype and Yachty's hype from 2023, release this like collective, let Caribou have some standout verses, like nothing too crazy, not too much pressure. Then she drops her solo project. And then it just kind of went mute, just went quiet, and Yachty started doing electronic shit. So it's like, damn, like he had a chance to really make his label be like one of the talks of 2024, and it just kind of went quiet.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Like, I see the benefit in signing to artists, especially when, like, the artist has motion, you know, they have connections, they have the ability to get you in rooms and sessions and features and all that stuff. But again, like, is that worth it to know that, like, you're always going to probably be actively, like, competing with them? I don't know.
Yeah. It's a kind of like, I don't think the world, most of the world even knows about Caribou without Yachty. So it's like, you can't really kill her too much for signing Yachty. Cause like, she was Yachty's assistant and blah, blah, blah. Like, she very much needed that Yachty cosign. But yeah, I don't know. I feel like it's just a fumble all around. Like, the her hype girl is like back to zero again.
The other girl's going up too. Anicia.
Yeah.
She's on the come up. I feel like she's damn near lapped her at this point. So it's getting a little tricky outside. Shout out to what's his name, though? Speaking of the women in rap. Shout out to Glorilla. She's still out there. I just saw she's doing a remix with Boss Man D-Lo. And then I think that Yeah Glow song is like on Billboard, right?
Yeah, shout out LeBron. LeBron was the first time I heard about that song.
Facts.
Shout out LeBron. A&R LeBron.
Yeah, man.
All right, we can another on her.
Man, I got one, man. I heard we talked about her and damn. Was this 2022? Yeah, Ojireme, man. She ain't dropped since 2022, but she did drop an EP last year, October. The Interludes. It's four interludes. I like Too Much Pride. Play that one. You know I can't cry, you know I can't. Edition of Club Che Che. Previously, we have reviewed Drake Take Care, Joy Badass, 1999, and most recently, last week, we reviewed Future Self Title. But, you know, in light of what has happened, what has transpired over this past week, namely the future, the FBG OVO proxy war. I want to talk about something that, you know, despite what has transpired, you know, these two once made greatness together, Drake and Future. They've come together numerous times across, you know, spanning over a decade at this point, making guest appearances on one another's albums. But they did drop a, you know, what I would argue is one of the best, you know, collab projects of the modern era. What a time to be alive. Would I be correct in saying that, y'all? How do y'all feel about that? Where does What a Time to Be Alive sit amongst all the collabs we've gotten over the years, starting with Call It Watch the Throne, which I think is, you know, the pinnacle of this two superstars coming together in rap.
Low-key, Watch the Throne is overrated, but that's a whole nother conversation.
Yeah, we'll save that. We'll do another Club Che Che Watch the Throne edition.
If Watch the Throne is overrated, What a Time to Be Alive is insanely overrated.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with both.
Okay.
I agree with both statements. But again, like, it's just more recent. I'm more so just talking about, like, it's aging a little worse than I think people are acting like. But outside of that, we're on What a Time to Be Alive. And
let me read the headline, though. Why, before you get into your review, because you brought that up, Pitchfork rated it a 7. When they reviewed it, their note was, What a Time to Be Alive was allegedly born out of an impromptu 6-day recording session between Drake and Future. And the mixed results won't surprise anyone who has already noted the desired lack of chemistry between the two. There's been a Drake feature on every Future album, but none of them are particularly riveting. And what a time to be alive. It's clearer than ever that they have difficulty sharing the same space. So Pitchfork, they were not impressed. But continue.
Yeah, I mean, it was cool. I think that's not a terrible, like, that's not a terrible review of it in the sense that, like, yeah, they're hating a little bit, but at the same time, it would be crazy to act like that contrast between the two on the project wasn't, like, very glaring on some tracks. And it worked on some tracks, but it didn't work on some other tracks.
What are some tracks it didn't work on, you think?
Jumpman, one of the worst tracks of that decade. I hated Jumpman so much. Jumpman with everything in me.
I hate Drake on Digital Dash.
Hated Big Rings.
Big Rings didn't work.
Those two came to mind first.
I'm like, Digital Dash, shit, even Live from the Gutter. Like, there's a Future Only version that I like.
I'm gonna have to push back on a few.
Now there's a Future. All right, there's a Future Only version which is like way better. I'm sorry.
I agree with Big Rings is not good. I didn't like Jumpman in particular either, and I think that was definitely the biggest single off of this, right? Yeah. But no, I'm gonna have to push back. Live from the Gutter. I like Live from the Gutter.
That's Digital good. Dash.
I think Future definitely outshines Drake's on these songs, like Pitchfork alluded to, but Drake held his own on these two, and I think the rest are very good. I think Diamonds Dancing is still a good song. I like that one. Scholarships was one of my favorite, if not my favorite at the time. Remains so. Plastic Bag, I'm the Plug. I like those as well. Change locations is okay. And then Jersey, I think, you know, again, top three song on this project. That's just Future after all. And then Drake got his 30 for 30 freestyle, which, you know, has been brought up throughout the year. So you're just feeling... So how did you feel about it then, Vance? Were you just cool on it then and you feel about the same now?
I mean, I was a Drake fan, but I was a bigger Future fan at the time. I was just hyped for some Future. The Drake was cool too, though. Like, again, remember, it was impromptu. So there wasn't like a huge rollout for this. I think they posted like a black and white photo of them at like a Clearport, like getting into a private jet with like the FBG logo, like over it, watermark. And then like, they announced like the project was coming that weekend or whatever, and it was like a surprise drop. I remember. I don't think they actually announced when it came out, but it was like, it was cool. Like it was a, you know, it was a big moment. Like everybody was talking about it in school and shit like that. But I don't think like a lot of it was rooted in the music. Like I couldn't say I heard, like, other than the hits, which were phony hits, Jumpman. But I can't say I heard like a lot of people playing it. To be honest, like, I think he just missed on a couple of those big songs. But if that's what the point was, and that's what the point like was, I can't hate on it. But again, like, I think there were some cool B-sides, like if you want to call Scholarships a B-side.
So let's get into superlatives. So we got, it seems like we're going to be in agreement on this one, but First Ballot classic?
No.
Is it a classic?
No.
No, I wouldn't call it a classic. I think it still holds its own, though. It's still treads water, still. You know, you can listen back to this and not be disgusted.
Which gets into the next superlative. How's it aging? How would it be received if this was released today?
I mean, before or after the beef.
Let's just cut the beef out. Like, if this was just dropped today, how would this project sound?
A Drake and Future, like, you saying they sound the exact same? Are they as progressed as they are now? Or is it just like, let's take 2015 and make it 2024?
If this project came out today, how would it be received? How would it be received?
I don't know. I don't think it would be received too well, only because those Metro beats were phony.
I disagree. I don't think it would have had that same, people given where they were in their careers, I don't think it would have had that same, like, necessarily trajectory, or it wouldn't have got as much bonus points, all strength of, like, their like, exploding popularity at the time. But I think it would be decently well received. I think people would like this.
Is this project on either artist's Mount Rushmore? Meaning top four?
No.
Okay. If you can move this album to any era to optimize its impact, which era would you move it to? Or is it perfect where it was?
Perfect where it was.
Vance is pondering this one.
A couple years earlier would be cool, but obviously, like, things can work out then. But, like, I mean, it was perfect where it was. What was that, 2015? Like, that shit, like, it's cool.
I feel like
2012, 2013, that shit would have been like a little
crazy. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I feel like 3 years earlier
would have pushed the needle crazy.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I just feel like Drake would have been, he would have really felt out of place on this in his Take Care era.
But I wanted to push.
He was not, this was, remember, wasn't this the time, this when Drake had really like cut the, this when he went the full beard, like this when he was trying to, you know, graduate. Like but to this that, is what you know, I'm like what he sees himself as now, like.
But that's what I'm trying to say with this project. Like, it was more symbolic than it was anything, you know. Like, it wasn't really ever about the music. It was a political handshake, you know. It was Drake bringing Future into the commercial light, and it was Future allowing Drake to kind of be accepted and listened to amongst the streets, like what 21 was saying. So, I think that's really was the intrinsic value of that project. It was just the handshake, and then, you know, they went on the tour, the Summer 16 tour. Right after, which was a success. Shit, I went to that tour. That was like one of my first concerts. So, like big stadium arena type concerts. So, yeah, I don't think, I think that, oh, sorry. I didn't know there were more. My fault.
It was just the last one. What's your ultimate highlight of this project? You walk away from one moment with this project that just stuck with you. What was it?
Probably the first time I heard Diamonds Dancing.
Yeah, I was about to say.
That shit was
I think
was
that
crazy.
One just sticks
it's
out.
It stuck.
I would say that would probably be most people. Like, whenever I hear people reference this album, they reference like that whole, like, just the whole Drake breakdown at the end.
I was going to say that's my one moment specifically. That last, that nigga can't save your soul by Drake. It was like, oh, this nigga snap for a second.
Yeah.
Yeah. All in all though, man, I'm glad it happened.
Everything that part two.
That's what I was saying. I don't think it's a coincidence that we have never gotten a part two.
Are we even going to get another? I'm sure they'll shake hands at some point. Drake does this with all his beats, but
who's he shook hands with?
He still you see Meek Mandela had on the owl chain in his latest.
That was more so like Radar freestyle. Bowing down. That wasn't really a handshake. Exactly,
yeah,
I mean, but Drake
is bowing down.
Yeah, that's true. Well, it was a great run.
We got some bullshit from them too, though. Like, not we're not about to act like every Drake Future song was fly. That's my thing.
What was the worst Drake Future cover?
I can find it. It was called, what was it called? Used to?
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
That's it.
You gotta know something. Oh, was used to what was that on again?
I know it's on the Future project, funny enough.
Funny enough, Drake's verse on that was responding to, it was a response to somebody else's diss. He was dissing somebody on his verse on that song.
On
I used it was
to Joe Budden.
It was somebody.
Yeah, he was like, clown ass niggas gotta get used to this. Some shit like that. I do remember that verse. That song sucked.
Yeah, that one's not even memorable.
It sucked.
Okay. Other great music. I'm sad we didn't get to touch on, but I thought the Sir, Heavy, he dropped this week. I thought that was arguably the best project of the week. Good hearing from Sir. Projects are always intentional. Always. I just appreciate the filter, like no bullshit on here, no filler. Love the features from Ty Dolla, Isaiah Rashad, Anderson .Paak, Absol, all excellent. Great songwriting. I think just great performance, just great across the board. Enjoyed this Sir project. I don't know, just first impressions, but I don't know if y'all had a chance to listen, but any thoughts?
I did not know
it was really good. The Ty Dolla Sign feature. I mean, going to what Vance says, you can tell that he went from like, I mean, he's TDE still, but his last album was TDE and like a major backed it. And you can like hear that difference of this one being just TDE. Kind of sounds like a more stripped than his last project. And also the Ty Dolla feature was hilarious just because like this nigga said free Brittany Griner. I was like, what? She's been free for like a year and a half. I was so confused. Like, that just threw me off.
That's
for a
crazy.
Second. But yeah, it's really good.
You gotta edit that. You gotta edit that out of the verse. Free Brittany Griner.
Exactly.
She's been free. She's been all over IG.
I was like, damn, she got locked up again.
Yeah, so good stuff across the board, man. Do we have any upcoming anything dropping next week?
Cowboy Carter.
A drop. Cowboy Carter. Beyonce. Is this supposed to be the entire country, quote unquote? Music album.
Apparently, quote, it's not a country album. It's a Beyonce album.
Okay. Don't know what that means, but.
If I speak.
Yeah, I mean, she's definitely, Beyonce is definitely just print money at this point, capitalizing on the the rave success that Renaissance had a couple years back and continues to have. So
I think can't blame Renaissance. This album was recorded before Renaissance.
This was
probably
She's
gonna do another huge tour. Gonna do numbers. So they get into it.
I think she wants that Grammy, right? I think that's like the maybe.
Yeah, that seems to be the motivation.
See, it looks like a very Grammy packaged album. Not even to say like she's pandering like crazy, but you know, there's just albums that look more Grammy packaged than others.
I mean, the campaign started at this last Grammys when Jay-Z got up on stage and was like, how can the person with the most Grammys ever not win a Grammy for Album of the Year? That's kind of backwards by your own metrics. Everybody ate it up. It was like, oh yeah, Beyonce's
dropping. She's never won Album of the Year?
Yeah, never. She's been nominated like six times.
The rollout was so crazy. They had the head of the Grammys in the lobby explaining how to win a Grammy. He was like, it goes to a committee. It goes, you have to get voted. Like, in order to be in the committee, it must be. It's like, oh, wow.
She has been mistreated a few times. Like, I remember there was that article that came out, like, interviewing people who, like, have votes. And one guy was like, yeah, I just don't vote for Beyonce because she's so big. Like, she already won everything. No, I don't want to keep giving her awards.
That article was like, nuts. What? The anonymous voter was literally like, she's too good.
Shit is egregious. You need to lose your job.
Exactly.
He said she was too good.
Like, that's crazy. But yeah, we'll see. We might get a guest, Finn, because I'm not too hip to Beyonce's discography. I don't know if y'all want to. We might get a guest to come carry that water. But we'll see. Any other last words? Any other upcoming?
No, man, tune in next week. Of course, we're going to be getting into the Hendrix breakdown, man. Preparing for part two of this future Metro. So excited to get into that. But yeah, man, all in all, it's been, you know, first quarter of music is over, man. First 3 months of the year. I think, you know, this has been a strong first 3 months. I feel like usually to open up the year, it's very slow, but We've gotten a lot of drops, and we've gotten drops from pretty big artists, man, in Q1. So, been solid.
Facts. Should be a hot summer.
My last words, follow us on Spotify. Give us a rating. Same thing on Apple Podcasts. Also, thank you. I did like this, just looking at the numbers, you know, of the podcast. And we've, like, been consistent fan base listenership since the jump, and it's really, that's a testament. Most podcasts don't do that. A lot of them kind of fall off the cliff really quick. So to the couple hundred folks, sometimes 1,000 that listen to each episode, big thanks. Yeah, that was my last words.
Yourself a pat on the back if you made it through this far. Send it on Unheard, man. What was going on Vince?
Let me see. I'm gonna play a duo of rappers actually based out of Ireland. They sound like British niggas. It's not like a crazy like accent. They just sound British. But I've never heard of I didn't really know about the Irish rap scene. One of the homies put me on. These guys dropped the album. It's super, super clean.
You know, they had niggas in Ireland.
Man, it's on to the next if the Swiss don't beat. Tell me what you want, man. I need more dough money. Rush to the bank like it's World War III. I don't understand why this world's so peak. Got me feeling like Pac with his eyes on me. Then I'll turn a white chick to a chocolate, darling. Pardon, she like the culture of me. Yo, this is just me to a T. Ain't nobody backing your beef, my bro. It's too late, cause it's cooked, my bro. I was just asking a simple question. Dumb fuck still said he don't know. I'm in a man's time to spend on these hoes. Fucking on BB. He's one of my goals. I don't really fuck with them BBLs, even though everybody loves Ruby Rose. Crazy, this nigga still talking. Brave man, dead man, see what's like to be a great man. They say I got a galley addiction, that's too much DBE or Dave. Man, waste man, calling my line, please save man. Situations got me feeling confused. If I punch you in the face right now, post up, I get a million views. I ain't dashing a single fuck, nah. For your bitch, I'll toss it. See right now, man's moving toxic. I get broke, bitch, elevate then drop it. I might go stay, come back and fuck it. Even though bro, she ain't not a rock it. Look, she's still a hot topic, but just like that, you know how to block it. Who's that on the block? I don't know what you thought. Are you tapped or what? I ain't dashing a single fuck. Crazy, I swear you were chatting like a typo, he's not backtracking. Didn't plan on having a slump it, but she's here right now, so fuck it. Who's that on the block? I don't know what you thought. Are you tapped or what? I ain't dashing a single fuck. Crazy, I thought you were chatting like a typo, he's now backtracking. Didn't plan on having a slump it, but she's here right now, so fuck it. All of this shit been making my head swell. That's fine by me, got me in these snapback size L and XL. Lil nigga, don't try that else, don't stress nobody, so please don't stress else. I don't get if sex sells. Pagans
get off my dick for really, I'm not involved. Back to the matter's hand, I chop slap man in the van. Knock knock, who's that? It's the gang. I don't care what they rap, it's a scam. Paving the way for the fam. You can call that a concrete plan. Hurry up bro, time no day man. Get out my way if you don't understand. Maybach music, watch me elevate. M's or S, I'ma touch that anyway. I can never run away, kick my challenges down like MMA. You, imagine giving my time to a fucking enemy. I dash in a single fuck, remember, tell them lot I'm celibate.
Who's that on the block? I don't know what you thought. Are you tapped or what? I dash in a single fuck. Crazy, I swear you were chatting like a typo, he's now backtracking. Didn't plan on having a slop it, but she's here right now, so fuck it. Who's that on the block?
I don't know what you thought. Are you tapped or what? Dashing a single fuck. Crazy, I thought you were chatting like a typo. He's now backtracking. Didn't plan on having a sloppy, but she's here right now, so fuck it.
Podcast over, dog.